This is Here and Now. Waves of young people across the country are signing up to be poll workers this election season because many older workers who are more vulnerable to the coronavirus have decided to stay home. Election officials in the District of Columbia say more than 6,000 people, many under the age of 50, have applied to work at the polls for the first time. 23-year-old Lucas Peterzak is one of them. He's a public policy grad student at Georgetown University. Lucas, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me, Peter.
Sure. And why did you decide to work at the polls this year?
So as you said, sort of in the introduction, as election season approached, I realized and heard some of the calls from the district that they were concerned that people in high-risk populations weren't going to be able to work at the polls this year, just for fear of contracting COVID-19, especially because you have to sit in the poll all day. So I sort of saw some stuff from the city online from the district and really spent some time thinking about it. And I've actually never worked at a poll before. Something I've thought about in the past but have never done. And I realized that I am young and healthy, and if there was any year for me to step up, this was the year to do it.
You felt like it was kind of your civic responsibility in addition to voting?
I did. Something about DC is the district is doing a very good job of providing alternatives, but at the end of the day, I still think it's really important that the polling stations are staffed and able to help anyone who wants to vote in person. And obviously, not everyone can take off Election Day, and I am privileged to be a graduate student who can take time away from my school day to work. And I thought, you know, I have the time and I have the health ability, so 2020 is my year to step up and, like you said, fulfill my civic duty to work at the station.
You know, there is some concern that as people just like you are doing this, you know, service, that, you know, if you've never done it before, that you might not be properly trained, that that might contribute to some of the problems at the polls. Can you tell us about the training that you got?
Yeah, so we actually had in-person training with the Board of Elections. They brought us down to their headquarters in Southwest D.C., and I was there from, I believe, 9 a.m. until maybe 2 in the afternoon. And the Board of Election staff was amazing. They understood that a lot of us had never done it before. But you sit through training at the beginning to talk about sort of the importance of the voting process in the district. And then we were divided up into specific jobs that we would have in the polling station on Election Day. And we first walked through it sort of verbally. And then they actually got us up and we had hands-on time with all of the elections machines, the ballot printers, the voting markers, that sort of thing. And I can tell you, when I walked out at 2 o'clock, I felt like I could be a pro at it. And they even quiz you at the end to make sure that you sort of picked up everything you need, because I think they also recognize the concern, but they definitely went over every possible question you could have imagined.
You know, you're young, 23 years old, but you're not immune to the coronavirus. How do you feel about your own safety there?
There is a slight concern, you know, especially being inside for an extended period of time. I know that's when your risk of contracting is a lot higher. But at the end of the day, somebody has to work in our polling stations. And I know that if I were to contract it, I would be able to quarantine and my immune system could easily deal with it. And so while I understand there's a chance I could walk away from Election Day with the COVID-19 positive test, it's, in my mind, worth it because the election has to happen. So why not do it as safely as possible?
Yeah. By the way, this is not a volunteer job. They're paying you, right?
I learned that during our training, actually. I did not know it when I signed up. And yes, they talked about our stipends during training. So you do get paid for working Election Day and early voting. And I believe it's about $500 for Election Day. And then for each early voting session you work, it's $100 with a maximum of $600.
Lucas Peterzak, first-time poll worker in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us, and good luck on Election Day.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.